Believe everyone is online. That we need for this meeting. We do have a quorum. Board member Sangster, you're still the chair of the ZBA. Yeah. So you'll run the meeting. And I, if you will, I can call roll.
Yeah, would you please just?
Yep. Hornvet.
Here.
Bronson.
Here.
Torrey.
Here.
And Sangster.
Here.
So we have a quorum. We have an open seat on this board, so that's why there's only four present. The mayor is trying to get a fifth member. Russ Barrett resigned just from health reasons and so forth. So this is a four-member board at this point. But we have a quorum, so we can have a meeting. I'll turn it over to the chair, Mr. Rich Sangster. We have a couple of things on the agenda. The first one is just the review of the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting minutes of June 5th, 2019. If we could take a motion to approve those, and then we'll go into the meat of this meeting, item number two.
Everyone has those minutes, so is there a motion to approve the minutes I presented, or is there any corrections?
Just one correction, Chairman, on page three of what was in the packet. It's the paragraph that starts, Member Hornvet asked. Down in the middle of that, there's a semicolon and a clause to a sentence that says, his concern if the next 50 people in the next 5 years. I think, it's been a while, but I think that was his concern is the next 50 people and the next 50 years. Just implying that I wanted the details to be specific because we're setting a precedence and I was worried about the future. You can either strike that clause or change it to his concern is the next 50 people and the next 50 years. That's it.
What would be your choice? Do you want to strike it or correct it?
Strike it.
There's a motion to strike that. Tom, do you got that?
I do have it. Yes, Rich. Yep. Okay.
Anything else? Any other discussion? So is there a motion to approve the minutes with the strike?
I'll make a motion to approve minutes for June 5th.
I'll support.
I have motion and support.
Aye.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Hey, Tom, I'm not sure. I think for Zoom, maybe you should call a roll on that.
Okay. That makes sense. So I'll call a roll.
Yeah, just so it's on there.
Hornvet?
Yes.
Bronson?
Yes.
Torrey?
Yes.
And Sangster?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, that brings us to item two. We have Ray Loughran has filed a demand of appeal, Zoning Board of Appeals, challenging the administrative authority pursuant under 1403, powers and duties of the Zoning Board of Appeals, appeals to administrative decisions. See attached. So.
Okay. Yes, I issued a zoning land use permit to Mr. Dennis Paul at 1301 Duncan Avenue. Up a pole barn accessory building on his property. It is a large building. It's 2,000 square feet. It does meet all the requirements of an accessory building, which is part of Article 6 of the zoning ordinance. He is more than 10 feet away from the main building. The accessory building is not bigger than the main building, which is a requirement. The setbacks, front and rear, or side and rear setbacks are 3 feet. He's more than that on all sides. Sidewall height of the building can only be 14 feet. He's at 12 feet. You can only occupy You can't occupy more than 25% of the rear yard. You've got 20,000 square feet in the rear yard. This building's 2,000, so it only occupies 10% of the rear yard. The concern that Mr. Lofgren had, and I think rightfully so, was that Mr. Lofgren has a 15-foot wide easement across Denny Paul's property, and this pole barn is going to be built very near the easement. The ordinance says that you cannot put a building on an easement. There's no setback requirement, so you can put it up to the easement. You can't put it on the easement. And his challenge was, of my decision, was you, as a zoning administrator, he said you can't really determine where that easement is without a survey, which has been surveyed multiple times. So I agreed with him. I said, yeah, Mary, I think you got a point. I don't know for certain that this building's not going to go on that easement that he has a right to use. So he filed the appeal, and that's how we got to this meeting. Since that time, there was a survey done in 2001 by Wade Trim, and Adam Lalonde, who was a licensed surveyor, also surveyed this last Monday. And he verified and restaked the easement, the center line of the easement, the corners of the property, and confirmed it with Wade Trim in their 2001 easement, which was that 2001 survey was ordered by the court system on a different issue. So that's how that survey came about. And now Mr. Lalonde, Adam Lalonde, has verified those corners and they are restaked. I've walked the property a couple of times now. And I am certain that this building is not going to be on any part of the easement. And he meets all the setback requirements, building height requirements, percentage of the rear yard. I think Mr. Paul has met all the requirements of our City of Sheboygan zoning ordinance.
So, well, what I walked it last, or didn't walk it, because it's pretty obvious to see when I drove up there last night that he's more, it's 3 feet is all you have to, you can't be closer than 3 feet.
That's right. Yeah.
And it seems there's more than 3 feet there is what I determined. Is that not correct?
That is correct. The rear lot line is one corner is 14 feet. The other is, look at this again.
So again, and it goes down to, in no instance shall an accessory building be located within the dedicated easement of the right of way. And that doesn't seem to be the case here, right? Stakes have been found.
Right. And again, there's no setback from the easement. It just cannot be on the easement. And it's back away. It's like one corner is only 2 feet from the easement, but it's off the easement. It's not on the easement.
Right. Oh, okay. I misread that, because that's a lot line, not the easement. No instance shall they. So it doesn't really matter how close it is to the easement. It just can't be in the easement.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. Gotcha. So, right. Lot line is different than the easement line.
Yes. Got it.
That's right. Got it. Yep.
Seems to me the way I'm reading this. Sorry, go ahead, Tom.
No, that's fine, Bill. I was just gonna ask for some.
I went out and I took a look at the property, and it seemed to me like the crux of the issue was predicated upon the old west borders, the northwest corner and the southwest corner based on the Wade Trim survey. But the new survey, I don't think anybody's mentioned this yet, but the new survey that Adam Malone did and then confirmed with Wade Trim, and they agreed, was that their original survey, I don't know how it happened, but they were off by a full 9 feet. You know, so the description of that north border is like 200 feet and then all the way to the shoreline, which is approximately another 200 feet. But those got shifted west when the survey got corrected last Monday and verified by the original surveyor, Wade Trim. It pushed that western border 9 feet back. And before that, it might have been an issue with encroaching on the easement, but now that the survey has been corrected, it's a non-issue based on what I saw, unless I'm missing something.
Right.
Is that what everybody else is getting to? Tom, am I on base that?
Yeah. The surveys were correct. It's just that the stake was 9 feet, was moved 9 feet north, basically. So yes.
I mean, yeah.
There was a marker in the corner that was only 191 feet away, and it's 200 feet. So.
Okay, well, if the surveys were correct, I don't know. So one of two things happened: that the monuments on the west side were either misplaced or tampered with or something, because Wade right. Trim confirmed what Adam Malone said. You know, so, and those are a full 9 feet west of where, like, some monuments were that I saw there, the old monuments.
Yes.
So, I don't know, that's right. The way I interpret it, but
yep,
correct me if I'm wrong.
Nope, I agree. That's the issue, that there was a stake in the wrong spot.
It seems, yeah, so the new corners that I saw, everything seems copacetic as far as, you know, the approval. But anyway, go ahead.
And if that's, and then that's out of this board's hand, if there's a discrepancy based on any of that, all we can go by is the data given to us. And based on this, it clearly states that it's okay to build.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess the only thing that would be in dispute is the results of the survey. And the person making the appeal, Ray, if he wanted to, he could have another survey, his own survey done, and just corroborate or contradict the one that Malone just did last week. But beyond that, I don't see any issues.
But again, I don't know if that gets limited to what we're called here today under this Zoning Board of Appeal regarding this particular issue, unless it did, you know, that seems more like a court issue, not a Zoning Board of Appeals issue, if they're going to argue over a property line.
Yeah, you're right. Correct.
So ultimately, with the data given before this board, I think everything is in order regarding this issue as why we're called here today for the administrative appeal. I mean, because that's a different issue of whether there's a dispute on this, of this data's accuracy or not, which is a little, you know, and I got to, you know, we've gotten a couple of surveys that all say the same thing, so. I'm not really sure there's more than what we could do as a Zoning Board of Appeal except for to deny this situation, or I guess, would that be the right word, Tom, deny? His appeal?
Basically, yeah. Uphold it, I think. That
my upholding it.
Yep, that it is accurate.
So that we would need a motion to uphold the administrator's position to move to go for this matter. I mean, and that's really all that we have as a zoning board to do that, I think.
Chairman?
Yes.
I know Ray's on the call with us. He did a sound check with me earlier. Before I make a motion or anybody makes a motion, maybe is there anything he wants to impart? Can you invite that?
Yes, you can. Certainly. Yep. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Is it my turn, Ray Lofgren?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want everybody to know, first of all, I didn't have today's meeting planned, and I was going by exactly what you talked about when we were scheduled for the June 3 meeting. So I'm going by the site plan that was established, and you guys have all talked about the old and the new and something that was changed by NCLC just a few days ago. Now, Mr. Paul has a successful lawsuit against me using the previous stakes. Mrs. Last at Marks and Ed Marks some 35 years ago. Let me back up. Ray and Trudy Lofgren bought all this property by quit claim deed. In other words, we accept what's there, where it's at, et cetera. Now, Tammy Lofgren is here with me. I want to tell you that. And as close as May 8th, they were clearing this lot. And we had some dead trees on 55. And we used the old stakes. I believe the law and the garnishments or the judgments would state that everybody has accepted, including Mr. Paul, the rear stakes. Now, because Harborside Estates was plotted 20 years ago, that's past the time where we worry about stakes. But if the board is concerned about stakes, Mr. Sangsters would be exactly correct. This appeal then, I think, has to have a stay on this property until Mr. Granger has a chance. But this has been done many times, and it's going to be expensive again because Harborside Estates has been surveyed, resurveyed, and was bought until Mr. Granger used the exact stakes where they're at right now. And in this case, one's a bent over pipe that Mr. Paul has used the recent survey and has changed the site plan. So the site plan, to me, the 2 feet that I'm going to object to today, because if we're using the ZBA, I want to say that the district that we're in is a high upgrade residential area. Everything that Mr. and Mrs. Paul have on their property matches. There's no pole buildings, no pole buildings at all down in this area. Both the Dunkin' Bay Boat Club, the Marina Village condominiums, Harborside Estates, and Mr. and Mrs. Paul are worried about blight and things that don't fit in. In my panel, or excuse me, my package that police delivered to everyone, I have shifted gears. I thought that because of 20 years and the knowledge that I have, it's none of the ZBA or Mr. Eustace cannot give measurements from a survey stake. It doesn't apply to him or the ZBA. So on my issue, I want to proceed with the ZBA board on the condition of the building being a pole building, being a steel building. If you look at the site plan, also the garage doors, the overhead doors, will face the easement, whether it's on the easement or 2 feet away. Upon the easement, I don't even care. I'm just pointing out that the garage doors are bigger than the, or they do face the easement. I park every night in my truck in front of my garage doors, and that's what I'm getting at. However, Mr. Horvath, I'm going to correct you. I'm going to correct the administrator, which is Tom Eustace, that the Sheboygan County sent me the permit, and it shows, can't find it in front of me right now. I think it's 1,512 square feet on the main building. Now, that doesn't include the garage. So this huge building that's, I'm saying using the word huge, because there's two other accessory buildings already on the property that match the house nicely. All of a sudden, there's a 40 by 50 pole building that's in front of Tammy Pelton, Lofgren Pelton, I will say, 66 feet. And it shows on the site plan that this structure is 189 feet from Mr. Paul. So the aesthetics not matching the house and the existing or the area, I'm saying that the Paul's isn't in harmony at all. And in the rulings, I say there's exceptional conditions down here. And Tom hasn't agreed with me, but the exceptional extraordinary conditions are that since Mr. Paul has built, or at the same time, let's say the same year, I think Harborside was just a little bit ahead of him. We are on all sides of him. And that is what I consider the conditions, the extraordinary conditions. So,
Ray?
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt you, but when you started off, you mentioned you wanted to correct Mr. Horvath. I think you meant me and Tom Eustace. What were you correcting me on again, just for my own edification?
Well, the old pins, which doesn't, the history of old pins and people using pins, they don't necessarily, you do not as a ZBA look at the old pins. Now, up until and at the time the applicant did the building permit, the old permits were the old pins, excuse me, not the permits, the old pins from
pins. Do you mean the survey monuments, the pins?
Yeah, that would be correct. The ones, okay, that everybody's been using. And yes, there I do read in the letter, I disagree that he set every stake, but in N.C. Elsie's letter, he does use the word suspicion. Well, the suspicion was always talked about during the trial periods of 1984 and 2001 or two when Mr. and Mrs. Paul sued us, or we sued them. I don't know exactly what happened. All I know is that this condition exists today. 20 years have passed. And that's the correction I was making to you. And the correction I'm making to Tom, the administrator, is that he did not know at the time when I spoke to him that there was already existing accessory buildings. Now, that's the only thing I wanted to clarify. So the June 3rd meeting that this was supposed to happen at, I was going to talk about exactly what you were discussing, the survey in this recent letter that Mr. Lalonde sent. I haven't had time, and I do locate the stakes. I've seen the 200-foot mark, I believe, but it doesn't seem to tie into the subdivision plan. Now, do I really care? Yes, in a way, and no, because it's been in existence for over 20 years. We have accepted these pins. So what I'm saying is, I believe, looking at the permit the way it is, the rear line, and it's in one of my exhibits that you all should have in front of you, that the rear line should be on the north or northwest side of the easement. Should be away from Tammy Lofgren Pelton's house, because if you take that square footage of the property the way I would read it, and I read it that way because of the 1984 judgment, is that is not the rear property line. My contention with, yes, and Tom argued that with me on the phone, that there's only one description. I consent and I agree with that. However, on the northwest side, already next to Harborside, there's Mr. Paul has a very large cedar fence. It's a landscape fence. When I talked about that, Mr. Eustace told me that he can't enforce that because 2 feet doesn't give any distance width when you've got a 1 foot overhang. If there is a 1 foot overhang on this pole barn, I'm suggesting that number one, the area in the back is 4,600 square feet and it's way more than 27% occupied. Now, that being said, the Pauls have two other accessory buildings, and I'm not talking about the doghouse or the the fence in around the electric panel. I'm talking about a sauna out in front, and I'm talking about a building that's in back. To me, they're all on the northeast and northwest side of the easement road. So my appeal is of a couple different things today, is aesthetics and the area, what would be considered, being that there's special conditions here, the rear property line.
Ray?
Yes.
This is Bill Hornfett. You know, I was down there this morning regarding the aesthetics angle that you're talking about. When I was pulling out of there, I kind of paused when I got to the intersection of Marina Drive, I think it's called, and Duncan Avenue.
Yes.
And I saw those buildings across from like the log houses on the yacht basin down there. And the backs of those buildings and the rears are steel. And also on the corner of Duncan Avenue and Marina Drive, there's a, I don't know who owns it, but there's a steel building down there across from like the boat ramp and stuff like that. So, you know, when you were talking about like I don't know if you include that when you talk about the aesthetics, but it seemed to me like just a stone's throw away, there was some steel showing. How you define an area and whether something complies with the spirit of the neighborhood.
Should I go to answer that, Bill?
Yeah, that was just my question. I just saw some steel down there in that vicinity.
The metal buildings that are on the south side towards Sheboygan, I would say towards Sheboygan, because everybody should understand, those buildings belong to another association, which is Marina Village. They are multiple, and they are a different zoning than R1. That's the answer I want to give to that. They do have in their master deed, which I have a copy of, that the front of those buildings have to match identical to each other, and they are to match the log home on the north side of Marina Drive. So to answer your question, I'm hoping I'm answering your question. In the multiple zoning R1, which we are, that's what I'm considering there.
What is that metal building on the intersection of Marina Drive and Duncan Avenue that I passed when I drove out of there?
The one with the brick bottom on it?
I didn't know.
Sarah Eagle out of Florida. It's in a different zoning bill.
Okay.
But you're right. It's a 12-foot sidewalls in the front with a brick wainscot.
Okay. That's across from your development, right? That's across the street from your development?
Kitty Corner, yes, that's correct.
Okay.
But again, that's
my only question.
I believe that's called that. I guess you're going to have to correct me if you know, anybody knows, but I think that is Marina zoning.
Okay.
Multiple.
I don't know.
Yes, it is.
So, Bill, what I'm saying there, it doesn't match a pole building the way the Planning Commission has a sketch of the Paul. I'm looking myself, make sure I'm correct. The 27th, there was a drawing set. I'm just saying that that's what I'm going by, and that's what you should be going by. Is that drawing there that is just a pole barn? I guess even to follow the theme, the harmony, it should be matching the house like the other accessory buildings are. I don't even know the authority of the ZBA for the other unknown, according to Tom now. Tom told me he didn't know that there was accessory buildings already on the property. These are my arguments for the ZBA And again, I'm talking different than I would have talked to you on June 3rd, because to me, being that a late survey came in and Mr. Paul wants to use that survey, that should stay this procedure until Mr. Granger has an opportunity to argue that, or we're back in front of the court that issued Mr. Paul's judgment against Ray and Trudy Lofgren, or the one that I had entered in my favor against Mrs. Mars Last and Ed Marks Jr.
Hey, Tom?
Yes.
Sorry to be asking so many questions, but
oh, that's good.
On the zoning land use permit application that was part of our packet that Denny Paul submitted, on like the second to last and the third to last pages, it actually shows a couple elevations of what this building is going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I don't, on those two pictures, there's a rear shot. There's a rear shot and a front shot with the three upright doors and the standard door. Which way is north on this? I mean, which way are those garage doors facing the basin? Are they facing the Paul's home? And
They're facing the Paul's home, and those garage doors will be right in front of the easement. The easement will be right in front of them.
Okay, so those two windows. That's the, okay. Oh, I see it now. It says south side, and there's two, eight paned windows facing the basin, and there's three windows to the rear that'll be facing the home behind it, right?
Yeah.
Yes. That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. All right. Yeah. Those three windows in the all back right. will face Tammy Lofgren, Elton's house.
All right. The reason I ask is because some pole barns I've seen, they get thrown up. It's just a big swath of metal, you know, but adding like these architectural touches to it does help. Just like the variance we gave Wallstrom years ago for that building, they added those windows along Coast Guard Drive just to, you know, make it look a little less ominous. That was just my question. Yeah. Which direction the doors and windows were facing. Thank you.
Yep. Very good. Yeah, and I just want
to. Can I add to that just a minute to make sure, Bill, that is the what we would call the south side that faces lot 55 and Tammy Lofgren's house. That is 60 with using the new survey, which I am going to have to object to. That is 66 feet from the back door of Tammy. Pelton Lofgren home, Lofgren Pelton. That's the clear violation that I feel of the aesthetics and the pole barn.
Are there any trees between Tammy's house and the back of this barn, Ray? I can't remember.
Tammy Lofgren is here, and I'd rather she's been working with Mr. Paul. I'd rather have Tammy answer that question than me, because she was there and is in her back door.
Okay.
Hi, Bill.
My question for Tammy, just trees, just to soften the edges of something that big between you and your house and the barn.
Unfortunately, all the trees have been removed, except for one that I'm hoping will grow back. It's a pine that has very few branches on it.
You know, there's another point that doesn't seem to apply to the city, but it does to the county. Unfortunately, maybe because of this pandemic and Mr. Paul didn't have anything to do, this should not have been started, and especially with the June 15th letter from Tom to Mr. Paul, this property shouldn't have been cleared until you guys looked at it. That's my opinion. The job started, the holes, Regina gave permission from, Tom said to issue the building permit. Regina did that, I understand, and then called for an inspection on the pole barn hole footings. But when the new survey came about, or whenever what came about first, the holes were then filled in. So there's a couple of issues that I have there with the clearing of the property and the construction started. I say it started. Prior to my ZBA hearing, and I really felt that in a high grade area that I'm adhering to, Mr. and Mrs. Paul have adhered to, this is an upgrade area. There's no pole barn. There's nothing that doesn't match. They are not part of Harborside. However, we say that any accessory buildings or anything has to match the house. They don't have to do that. So that's why they're able to throw this pole building in front of Tammy's door. I don't think it's right. The VBA, I believe, has the power, even though Tom told me that they didn't have the power for the landscaping, the berm and everything. That doesn't seem to cut very well to me, because the way I read the ordinance in the book, and I'm talking about the Bible that I've been in front of the commission before, the city commission, is the code of ordinance. In the code of ordinance, it even states certain things that Tom says that he can't regulate. Now, it says to me, reading this ordinance book, that the ZBA can control that. So, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, the ZBA has the power. Right now, the ZBA has the power of the zoning administrator position.
That's what I understand.
They can make any decision that I can make, or actually, they can do more than what I can do.
They can override you.
They could, but they have to have a reason for it. I mean, you can't just...
Yeah, that's correct. And that's my appeal, Tom. I'm telling them what the landowners around here in Harborside and the neighboring harmony of the community, except for what Bill Horvath pointed out, but that's a different zoning. I'm talking about residential zoning only.
Right, and Ray, there's nothing in the zoning ordinance that says Dennis Paul can't put a pole building where he's going to put it. That's my position. He's met all the requirements for the height. You're talking about the percentage of his backyard, which he's only using 10% of his backyard. He owns the easement. He owns that property. It's all part of his backyard.
And Harborside have a right to travel over it. That's correct.
That's right. That's what an easement is. That's all you have. He owns the property. He pays taxes on the property. So it's his property. So it's all part of his backyard, and he's only occupying 10% of it.
Well, what building? Tom, can I quiz you a little bit? Why do you throw in that the city tax, I'm saying this is the tax notices, are 200 feet. Now that, he's clearly got, I think, 405 feet on his application. Now, I don't know why you don't have any place in the documents that you furnished to the panel where there's 405 feet. You show 200 feet. So what I'm saying is this has been adjudicated before. Mm-hmm. It's already been adjudicated, so we have to use, I'm saying that the judges that adjudicated this for Mr. and Mrs. Paul have adjudicated it for Mrs. Lask, have adjudicated it for Lofgren's prior to Harborside. Prior to Mr. and Mrs. Paul, we have used an old survey stake. And it appears that Mr. Granger couldn't tell me on the phone right away that there was suspicion, but we used the old stakes. So that's why I'm appealing that I'm starting today differently from June 3rd, the way I would, this was first to be heard, was going to be on property line states. So I am switching gears, and I'm asking the ZBA to take a look at what is existing, and I've got all kinds of different, does the panel have a copy of the ABCDs that I've got in front of you?
The what?
I've got to mark the ABCD. The paperwork that was furnishing dropped off by the police?
I don't see anything that's lettered. We have a letter from Harborside Estates in handwriting, state from you.
This is the Rich, is that you talking?
Yes.
Okay, there's a exclamation mark on top of Exhibit B.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, Ray. Which document in this bundle? What's the cover sheet look like of the document you're talking about?
Well, it says, this is the one that says it's B, it's marked B, and is also from Dennis Paul's application of 427. But it says, I marked Pelton's home 66 feet and Paul's home 189 feet. This is the one that I also am locating the hedge that's grown. And by the way, that hedge now is some, according to the survey that was recent, that hedge is now 4 or 5 feet on my property. But that's another issue. But that's where I say that this building could go. And the doors would face the proper way of the driveway. Anyway, that's why I'm asking that before anybody want to make sure that I take the time to do 1, 2, 3, and 4 exhibits, A, B, C, D, E, and then it goes into the zoning, the facts that I sent to the city in Regina at the construction code. I want to make sure that you are looking at B of my drawing. This is very important to me because this has taken hours to present to you, and I'm hoping I'm presenting it properly.
What does B say specifically, Ray?
I just read it, Tom. I'll read it again. B is also from Dennis Paul's application of 427. This is in dark writing. I marked Pelton's home 66 feet away, and Paul, I marked it. I marked it on Paul's application at 189 feet away. Also see perhaps a better location. Now, I know it's not, you can give suggestions on a better location because I've heard this happen before. All I'm saying is the doors would face the driveway into Paul's home. If he still wants to go 2 feet from the easement, so be it. But at least this non-matching pole barn would be at least another 40 feet away from Tammy Pelton's home. And it would be the 40 foot. Now, 40 foot by 50, I'm also going to say, hey, that's very large. It also, the code also states that motor vehicles, unless the ZBA gives special permissions that tractors and accessories can be, it also says that the ZBA has the right to say that what it can be used for. Now, the other two accessory buildings, one's a sauna, so we know what that one's used for, and I'm going to assume the other one is a storage building. This is the two that's on the site already. Now, he doesn't include them on the site, but they are there. And that is the exhibit that I want to illustrate to the board right now. It is very difficult during the pandemic times. I'm not there in front of you, but Trudy and I went to, and especially myself, lettered these specifically to the police that when this package was delivered to us. And this was only done on, I don't know if it was Friday or Saturday night?
Friday.
I didn't move this hearing up, gentlemen. I just want you to know that I didn't move this hearing up at all. I think it's disgusting that we're here today. But if you don't have B in front of you, that's concerning because that's how I presented it to the board.
B was in the second packet.
That's what I said. Please deliver it second packet.
Did they get a second packet?
Can I ask the ZBA if they got a second packet from the police? Police delivery, excuse me.
I've only got one packet.
No, that's fine.
Well, I guess then, Chair, that's the reason. We're trying to do this. Somebody wanted this done today. I think it's wrong today, but the packet is not complete. I appreciate the motion that... Go ahead. I didn't mean to talk over you.
But we had Judy. You made some late comments into the Memorial Weekend, I think, Ray, or maybe it was Friday. I'm not sure. But Judy did forward a response that you sent to her. She didn't print them and deliver them, but she forwarded your email to her or Tom. I got a second email from her. That's what you're talking about. I'm trying to pull it up right now.
Yeah,
Bill, no, that happened. I'm talking about the police delivery on Friday. It has all my exhibits to the ZBA panel.
So they likely didn't deliver them.
One to four. And A.
I've got this packet ready to go back out. The police can pick it up or whatever is gone, but I don't think anybody on the board is listening to what I'm saying because they don't have the packet. How can you look at exhibits if you don't have the package? Now, I burnt several hours on 1 through 4, and those had parentheses and circles around them. I've already talked about what they are. They're the aesthetics of the doctor, Dennis Paul Holm. They all match nicely. And the second pack, and my answer was A through N. And Tom, are you saying that you don't have A through N?
I do not either, Ray. Nope.
Well, I don't know how, you're asking me to proceed today. I stayed up. Nope. I did these documents and nobody got them. It's not the ZBA's fault.
No.
It's somebody's fault beyond me because Trudy and I did drop them off and they were received by a police officer that said that they were being delivered.
Okay, we'll take care of coughing.
Are there pictures? Are they pictorial, Ray, or are they verbiage?
Yes. They're both. Is that Bill talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both, Bill. The one I'm talking about specifically that is throwing me off and nobody seems to be understanding me, and that's why I brought up this question, was Exhibit B.
Can you describe it, Ray?
I have, but I'll describe it again.
Well, I heard you read it, but if there's a picture involved, you might want to describe the picture and we can use images that we do have.
No picture on B. This was Dennis Paul's exhibit that I wrote on. It's the exhibit on the package bill that was sent to Tom on the 27th. Excuse me, I'm going to look at the date. Yes, the 27th, and Tom signed it on the 4th. Now, maybe all this is happening because of what I just said. There's a pandemic that makes it very difficult for me, for the construction code, for Tom, for everybody to exercise, but it's no excuse, in my opinion, there it is, it's no excuse to the appellant, that's me, I'm going to call myself the appellant, if I've taken time to do all this work and it's not in front of you.
Yep,
The ZBA's responsibility is to look at the information that I've provided them, and whether or not it meets all the requirements of the ordinance. That's what they need to make a decision on. That you're challenging my administrative decision that this is allowable use of this property, and it is. They meet all of it. It's unfortunate you think it might not be aesthetically appealing, but there is nothing in the ordinance that says they have to make it look like what you want to make it look like. There's nothing in there like that. Dennis and Peggy Paul have the right, by our city zoning ordinance, which is local law, they have the right to put a building where they want to put it on their property. And it's not an ugly building. It's unfortunate it's close to Tammy's house.
Well,
I consider that, but the ordinance doesn't take into account that. They're on a meets and bounds description property. They meet all zoning requirements. There isn't anything that says, you know, we got to put it on where the zoning administrator wants us to put it on the property.
Okay.
It's all illegal. But I can't say they can't
Tom,
do that.
Tom, you can make your case, and it sounds like you're making your case because you don't like to be overturned by the appeal board, and that's fine. But in the ordinance book, it states 154, 158, under D and under 5. It says right there, the thing that I'm talking about is extraordinary circumstances. And then number 5A says it's not to diminish or establish property values of the surrounding area. Well, it certainly does, Tom. You're an assessor. You know that it would. Tammy Pelton's house is definitely going to be suffered by it. And the Zoning Board of Appeal has the right to make those decisions.
Ray?
Yes,
this is
Bill.
On variances we've done in the past, and this isn't a variance by any means, this is an appeal. But in the past, forget that. Just on this, the aesthetics aspect that you're talking about and home values. Yeah, you're commenting on Denny Paul's hedgerow to the north side, those cedars.
They are marked on
D. I understand what Tom's saying is 100% correct. If he meets all the criteria, he meets the criteria, and that is law. And we can't tell him what his building needs to look like, where it needs to be, as long as it's within the guidelines. And it is what it is. But regarding the aesthetic aspect that you're talking about, taking into consideration what Tom just explained as our duties, you know, you could conceivably, you know, Tammy said she'd like to see that tree come back that's left, those white pines, but you could put like some kind of hedgerow in between her house and this building to soften the edges, obscure that building. You know, I mean, those landscaping solutions are an effective way of protecting, you know, the neighbors and, you know, the value of your home or whatever that you were talking about. So that is a possible way to remediate, you know, your issue, isn't it?
The site plan is either 2 or 5 feet. I'm not sure. So it'd be hard to do, but at one time the neighbor was working.
I'm talking your property. If you have like 66, 70 feet, you know, you could put something in that area possibly. I have to look at it again. I can't, all these drawings just show the Paul property. I can't see it relative to Tammy's, but anyway,
yeah,
that's just the comment I want to add.
You're exactly correct. That's why I pulled out B and wanted everybody's focus on B, Exhibit B.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask that the chair, if in fact what I have produced in my response for this appeal, if you don't have it, I'm asking you to wait until you do have it. And I do know that there's conditions that the ZBA has control of over over my appeal, over Tom's decision. And that's what I am asking for. It's very difficult that I can't, because right now, if I was in front of you, Tom could make a copy of this exhibit that I'm showing, but I'm not on top of you right now. So I can't do it. So this is what I'm asking. Number, there's two things here. And number one, I'm going to address it now, but I haven't addressed it before. In the packet of the NCLC, which is the loan survey, and what Mr. Paul, I don't even know if you guys would have all seen the yellow rope. Mr. Paul has taken and used that property that's 9+ feet and changed the location of the site drawing. Now, it's not on the site drawing, excuse me. So I'm saying that he should do another site drawing using the NCLC, Mr. Lalonde's description and suspicion. And then we can come back when Mr. Paul does that and does a different layout, because it will change the layout.
Either way, Ray, he meets all the requirements of the zoning ordinance. Yes, I'd agree that the back line is now 9 feet farther away from the building than what was on the original drawing, but that doesn't make any difference. He meets the setback requirement.
Tom, irregardless, the holes were filled in. He must be moving. His intentions must be to occupy this 9 feet, and that's my concern. That's...
No, he's got it.
And Tammy, don't want to talk to Tammy, but she's right here. That's her concern. Are we using the site plan that is in front of us on the 27th or the new one today? There isn't one today. And that's what I'm saying, is I think that there should be a new site plan. I think also that my exhibits that I paid $100+ for should be in front of the ZBA board. That's the only thing I'm saying. I've heard you say three times he meets all requirements. That's not, if he met all requirements, and I agree with your decision, Tom, I wouldn't have done the appeal. But you can't change a survey and then want the ZBA to say, okay, I did it, because that ain't going to happen. And it's not under their control anyway, so that can't happen. But at least he could be showing you a new site plan. But I'll guarantee you that if he does it properly, the 119 feet, or 189, excuse me, will be some 9 or 10 feet farther away.
Hey, Tom,
that's what I'm using.
Yeah, and that's not the case though, Ray. I mean,
I'm just regarding what Ray just said, I know Ray has a question for the chairman. But you continue to speak, and you spoke, Tom, about the application and the site plan. I mean, but I'm looking at Denny Paul's application right now, and there is no, like, survey drawing as part of the application. There's elevations. There's, a general layout on the last page. And then on the graph paper, the application just shows measurements hand-drawn onto a grid paper relative to the property lines. So regarding, you know, he meets all their criteria, but there wasn't actually a survey as part of this application, unless I'm missing something, Tom. He's just showing this is the west lot line, this is the north, this is the south, and these are the setbacks, 2 feet, 5 feet, you know, 50, 40, drawn in. So now that those have shifted west 9 feet and we have the new survey marks, does it change the application? Because the application is just relative to the west side. Now he has the new west side, but he could actually submit the same application again with the new corners that have shifted, that now that they've been corrected, and use this application, right or wrong, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it just,
I know what you're saying, Bill, and I'm going to answer that, because on June 3rd, it's called what you're suggesting, Bill, is absolutely correct. It's called a plot plan, and the surveyor does that. Even this change, there's a plot plan that shows where the 200 feet is, and that's located because I did locate that myself. And it doesn't, but the deed, the old deed said it goes to the water's edge. So you got to assume that that is 200 feet. But we went 165 feet to the old stake in the rear, and that is called a pipe plot site planned by the surveyor. And that was exactly what Bill is saying. That's not furnished.
No, what I'm saying is the application is based upon drawings and elevations and not overlaid on top of an actual survey. If it was overlaid on top of an actual survey and then the survey changed, then, you know, it kind of nullify the drawing, but I don't know. I'm kind of losing track here, but it seems to me, Ray,
a couple of comments here, Bill, about that, because what I don't
okay,
want
sorry.
Is to your point on that is I still want to hope that we continue to receive and accept people's drawings. The survey only improved his position. It didn't hinder the position. I understand there's
right.
other things in play in this, but I'm just saying, and if other than that, this is okay and adequate and would happen. I just want to make that, but now we have the discussions about some of these other things before us. But the reality is he has enough here to do it within the guidelines and the laws of the way it's written. But
right.
I'd like to have some more discussion from the other, some of the other members regarding this, but the task at hand is whether to appeal the administrator's opinion. I mean, because we're now been, you know, and maybe I want to concur with Ray that this gets difficult when you're not face to face, and it makes it a little easier. So there's obviously some other concerns, but we're all thrown into that boat together. So, but those
right.
are just a few of my comments.
Well, I agree. If you want, I've asked all my questions. I've gotten all my answers. So I have, if the other people want to discuss it, the other members.
Can you guys hear me?
I was listening at this point.
Can you guys
hear me? I don't know who's talking.
This is Dennis.
I don't know who's talking.
This is Dennis Paul.
Go ahead, Dennis.
You hear me? Well, I just wanted to address a couple of Mr. Lofgren's concerns. As far as aesthetics, you know, I'm adding in it's a copper colored, actually it was quite a bit more money to get that. I'm adding in a copper colored 4-foot wainscot around the entire building to match the copper color of the natural cedar on the house. I put a lot of thought into aesthetics of the building. There's a nice tan above the wainscot and then a light blue roof. I added windows on Tammy Pelton's side, windows on both the south and the north side. Tammy, I guess, didn't mention, but I've offered multiple times to plant trees between her house and the building. There should be plenty of room between my existing land and the Lofgren land to put trees, and I said I would do that. You know, I understand Mr. Lofgren's concerns about aesthetics, and I'm concerned too about aesthetics. I don't want to put up anything that's going to be an eyesore, and I don't believe it will be. As I look around town, there's lots of pole buildings that are eyesores. This is not going to be one of them. That's why I added the windows, chose special colors to match the house the best I could, and that sort of thing. As for the survey, so it's my understanding that I have to be with the overhangs at least 3 feet back from existing property lines. And I'm trying to stay as far back as possible as a courtesy to Tammy Lofgren. And I'm kind of, you know, initially when we had the building positioned, we were using the center line of the existing roadway or the existing 15-foot ingress and egress easement that has been there since 1988. Technically, the center of that easement, because it's been there for so long, i.e. over 15 years, that should be where I would have based the property from. But Mr. Lofgren had a problem with that and said that we had to use the legal 15-foot easement. So I had the legal 15-foot easement surveyed, and that forced me to go further west with the building. So I'm not sure if Mr. Lofgren's contention that the west line is not correct, but the easement line is correct, I'm not sure how he gets to that point, because there's measurements from the west line to the center of the easement. And again, that survey has already gone through both the district court and the state court of appeals. I was on the phone with Wade Trim this morning, and they said those corners are correct. North Country surveyors, Adam Malone surveys corners are correct. So I guess that would have to be, a legal avenue. Mr. Lofgren would have to basically go after me personally, legally down the road, but I'm not sure how that involves the city.
I don't mean to interrupt, Dennis, but that is correct. That's what I was saying earlier. It doesn't involve the city.
Okay.
But it involves, if I can explain, one of the pins that were uncovered looks like it's on lot 54, which is not the center of the easement. It's a corner of that lot. So myself included. So that's why I'm saying it's none of the appeal board's decision or Tom's decision. But I'm saying that until Granger came out there, who laid out the lots in 2000, what was exposed is the corner of lot 41. Excuse me.
Right. But you had hired Mr. Granger as an expert witness when you were contesting the property lines, and he did not prevail. The Wade Trim survey prevailed, and Wade Trim is telling me that those are the corners. So I'm not a surveyor, and I don't know anything about that. I just have to go by two separate surveys.
That's illegal.
The corners.
Okay, let me ask a couple of questions, Dennis. Being that the ZBA doesn't have, do you have a proposed B exhibit that I produced and gave to the police to deliver?
No, I don't have that exhibit. No, Mr. Love, I do not have that exhibit.
Chair, I'm going to make another motion. I want my appeal heard on June 3rd, where it was planned for, because the exhibits that I stayed up and produced for you folks, you don't have. I don't understand. Trudy's here. We drove together to the police station. The police told me that his instructions were to call and the chief was to tell where to deliver them. Now, that's how I got the package in the first place, that this was moved up to today's meeting on 10 o'clock this morning. I disagreed. I still disagree. I disagree more now that I know you don't have my exhibits. But the property line stakes is not the ZBA or Tom Eustace's concern.
Okay, we're going to close the floor here and have a discussion. Any other comments from board members on this issue?
Before you close the floor, Chair, I want to put my 2 cents worth in again. You don't have the full documentation from am I the appellant, the appeal guy?
Yes.
I don't even know, but you don't have my panel. I just want the whole people on the ZBA to understand that.
Okay. We understand. Okay. So again, I'd like to hear if any of the other board members have any input.
It's for the Dollar General.
What's that? Anyone?
Mayor Bronson, I think.
Yes.
Are you still there? Okay.
I am.
If you were trying to respond, we couldn't, we didn't hear it.
Yep. No, I was not.
Okay.
So again, like as we have before us, this appeal, that appealing to administrator, and I think a lot of the discussion has to do with more of whether or not where the property lines may or may not be. So again, what are the wishes of the ZBA?
Well, that's not the question that's before us about where the property lines are. The question before us is if the ruling by Tom, this is a proper use, is still relevant.
I agree.
Has there been anything?
Either we have vote on that question, or we table it. But I think what Ray is bringing in is a whole different thing than what this appeal was about.
Correct.
I agree.
But will it address the appeal any better is the question. Because we don't have that information.
And everything in front of us shows that that Danny met all the setbacks and followed all the procedures.
Yes.
Agreed.
And that's all the information we have. And when you file appeal, you should have all your information included with the appeal at the original time.
Can I say something? You don't have it. That's my problem.
When did you file the appeal, the original appeal?
There's a letter from Tom. I had that ready for the June 3rd, not for today, so it's not really in front of me. It might have been a letter to Tom and Regina.
No.
At the Sheboygan County.
It was, I have May 7th, 2020. There's a Harborside Estates cover page. Sent to City of Sheboygan from Ray Loughran. This is a fax letter as an official notice for request of a Board of Appeals hearing. And that cover sheet is dated 5-7-2020.
Yes. I don't know if that's what Tom is accepting or what.
Yeah, there was a second letter on May 13th.
That's what I'm saying. There's a second letter, though.
Yeah. I asked to clarify what your appeal was.
And that was on the
I agreed with you that I wasn't certain that this building was going to be on the easement. But I am certain now that I'll state that it clearly meets all the requirements of this permit. And that's all we're here for today. We're not here to dispute whether the property lines are wrong, or there's been a court order that set the property lines, and that's how it's staked right now. And there's two surveyors that have verified it.
Sounds like Mr. Paul is willing to work with them on the aesthetics, also.
Sure.
Already has.
Oh, I think it's time for a motion and a.
George.
Chair, I'm going to put my third statement in. I want everybody to have my exhibits, and clearly Tom and everybody else, including Mr. Paul, doesn't have them.
Okay. We got your point there. But as stated in your request, I noticed that you need an appeal for judgment of the roadway and easement found. And it's in your site to notice is not surveyed on the northeast side, which now, so your appeal that you applied for today, that had been addressed to this board in the survey. Is I guess where the board is on this, I think, because based on your, that was your own words and your appeal, and now we've answered that. And now there are new things, and I understand that there are exhibits that aren't before us. But again, the case at hand is whether this is that's a doable, and the administrator made the right decision, or I should say lawful decision. So again, that's where we're at. And so ask the board, what are the wishes of the board?
I'd like to make a motion that we uphold the manager's decision.
I have a motion. Is that Commissioner Drury?
Drury.
Is there support?
I will support Mayor Bronson.
I have a motion and support to uphold the administrator's decision. Tom, will you call roll?
I will. Hornvet?
Yes.
Drury?
Yes.
Bronson?
Yes.
And Sangster?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0.
Okay, everyone. I appreciate everyone's input.
I got a question. In the motion, are we talking about, I guess what we're talking about is everything except the property line, because we've got something that is clearly to you on May 19th concerning property lines that should not be in the package. So is the, and Tom didn't enter the property lines in his exhibit from Mr. Paul. So Mr. Paul, when he did the 27th, was on the old survey pins. So are we saying the motion doesn't cover survey pins? I just want that clarification.
Based on the data before us.
Okay, so that wouldn't be the new survey pins then. And I would want someone to say that you don't have my exhibits. In the motion.
Well, we had a motion regarding the administrator's decision. That was in the motion, and that is what passed.
Okay, the transcript would sure. state that it's obviously yes. the panel, and Tom doesn't have my exhibits.
Correct.
Okay.
That will be part of our discussion in the next minutes. Okay, if there's nothing further, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Is there support?
I'll second.
Perfect.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I'm just